You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Barron County residents are invited to attend an upcoming resource fair for caregivers. The annual Barron County Caregiver Event and Resource Fair will be held on October 10th at the Northwood Technical College Conference Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event aims to provide caregivers with additional support, education, and resources covering topics like fall prevention, chair yoga, and avoiding common scams. Organizers are encouraging interested residents to register for the event online, but walk-ins will also be allowed to attend. Ashland School District officials are considering a change to a four-day school week to help alleviate staff shortages. A committee of teachers and administrative staff has been formed to gather information on how the potential change could work in the district. Proponents say the extra day off improves the morale and mental health of students while also allowing teachers to avoid burnout and pursue professional development opportunities. Critics say the additional need for childcare and non-school meals could be challenging for families. The Wisconsin School Bus Association and State Patrol are teaming up for Operation Safe Stop Week to promote school bus safety. From Monday to Friday, the agencies will be promoting bus safety education and increasing enforcement on drivers illegally passing school buses, picking up or dropping off kids. School Bus Association officials say they've been working to identify bus stops across the state that most frequently see illegal passings for increased enforcement. More information on school bus safety is available on the DOT's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents to keep an eye on their season tickets for the Packers, Brewers, Bucks, and Badgers. Agency officials say a number of sports fans in the state have recently reported that their season tickets were stolen by scammers who accessed their accounts and transferred the tickets to another account. The DATCP is reminding residents never to share their passwords, not to click suspicious email or text links, and to use multi-factor authentication for additional security. The Superior City Council approved a plan to continue expanding its new Connect Superior fiber optic network this week. At their Tuesday meeting, the City Council approved an agreement with rail companies in the area to run the fiber network under the tracks on Catlin Avenue near Winter Street. Officials say the project to connect the north end to the network will cost around $16,000 and are hoping infrastructure work could be completed this fall. They also say over 10% of the eligible households have already signed on to the network. City of Shell Lake officials recently gathered for a groundbreaking ceremony on a renovation project at the Shell Lake Arts Center. The expansion project is meant to allow the Arts Center to provide year-round performances and create gathering areas designed to host more students and community events. A capital fundraising campaign for the project began around 3 years ago, and the project received state grant funding in 2024. City officials say construction work is currently scheduled to wrap up in May of 2026. Health officials are advising residents to keep an eye out for animals like bats searching for new homes as temperatures begin to drop. As the colder weather sets in and animals like bats search for more protection, their risk of making accidental contact with humans and their pets increases. With an increase in accidental contact, the risk of people and pets contracting rabies from one of those animals also increases. If you do come into contact with a bat, you should try to capture it and submit it to your local health department to test for rabies. The Barron County Board of Supervisors heard a report on the quality of well water in the county at their meeting on Monday. A study of the well water showed about 10% of the over 700 samples taken had high levels of nitrates and manganese, higher than the statewide average of a little over 7%. Areas to the east of Rice Lake, Cameron, and Chetek had the highest levels of nitrates in the well water supply. County officials have recommended residents with nitrates in their water supply try installing a water treatment system. With hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to properly identify their target before shooting. According to a press release, elk are in their breeding season and are more likely to venture beyond the boundaries of the state's two elk ranges during this time of year. Hunters should remember that adult elk are about a foot and a half larger than deer and have large, sweeping antlers. Hunters can also report elk sightings outside their management zones on the DNR's website. State Republicans have resurrected a proposed bill that failed to pass over 3 years ago aimed at increasing the criminal penalties for individuals convicted of vandalizing historic plaques and statues. The historic property bill was discussed in a state Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, with Republican lawmakers calling for that type of vandalism to be upgraded to a felony. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed the previous legislation in 2022, saying current law already ensures that individuals who engage in vandalism are held accountable. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter, Nell, had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man, wrongfully accused of murder, who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Long Shot on Netflix. The new season of Saturday Night Live is just around the corner, and the show has announced guest hosts for the first three episodes of season 51. The new season premieres October 4 and will feature Bad Bunny as the show's host. This will be Bad Bunny's first time hosting, although he's appeared previously as a musical guest. The musical guest on October 4th will be Doja Cat. Week 2 will feature SNL alum Amy Poehler on October 11th. She will be joined by musical guest role model. Amy Poehler was a regular cast member from 2001 to 2008 and a former Weekend Update anchor. This will be her second solo stint as a host on the show. She previously hosted with Tina Fey in 2015 and hosted solo in 2010. Sabrina Carpenter will pull double duty as both host and musical guest on October 18th. Her album Man's Best Friend just debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 in August. She's been a musical guest, but this will be Carpenter's hosting debut. Variety has announced its honorees for its annual Power of Women issue. This year's honorees include actress and Oscar and Emmy winner Jamie Lee Curtis, who can currently be seen in Freakier Friday, which is currently in theaters. Oscar-nominated and Golden Globe winner Kate Hudson, who can be seen in the TV show Running Point and in the upcoming Song Sung Blue about the Milwaukee couple who formed a Neil Diamond cover band. Tony Award-winning and Grammy-nominated singer and frontwoman for the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger, is also being honored. An Emmy-winning comedian and writer-actress Wanda Sykes will be honored, along with actress-producer Sydney Sweeney, who is in just about every movie you've seen this year. The issue hits newsstands or your phone October 29th. The awards are also sponsored by Mattel and Lifetime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Now, it won't rain all day, but there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms around today. More clouds than sun, certainly, with high temperatures right around 70 degrees. Showers likely, with possibly a rumble of thunder or two tonight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures near 60. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.